Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I wish you all a happy Holy Week. We are reflecting today on the readings for Holy Thursday. First reading we'll be checking from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. The psalm for this evening will be taken from Psalm 115 or 116, depending on the Bible you are using. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. The theme of our reflection is an actualized commandment of love and mercy. As baptized and confirmed children of God, my brothers, my sisters, we are under obligation to uphold the Lord's commandments of love, mercy, and care for all. For we are in communion with God and one another in the body of Christ, the Church, founded by our Lord Jesus, with the fullness of the benefits and means of salvation. Hence, when we celebrate the Lord's word and sacraments, we are reminded of our identity and task. Hence, we must be attentive to his word, which transforms us. When the Lord's cup of our salvation is raised, we must prepare to receive his body and blood for renewal of his mercy and love in us, for the strengthening of our faith and renewal of our hearts and minds for success or successes in our services to the Lord and to our brothers and sisters. Thus, when we gather around the Lord's table, we are reminded that we bear the word of God and that we have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Hence, we are no longer strangers in God's house, but citizens and partakers of the Lord's Eucharistic communion, which he instituted the night he ate his last supper with his disciples and washed their feet. During that last meal with his disciples, our Lord Jesus affirmed that he is the true Lamb of Passover, destined to be killed for the uplifting of God's people from slavery, and destined to destroy death and the enemy of the heavenly race. Thus, our Lord Jesus' death on the cross during the preparation for Passover was a salvific message to us that we have been redeemed and must celebrate our redemption in Christ Jesus whenever we celebrate the Eucharist. In today's second reading, St. Paul says, "Until the Lord comes, therefore, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim his death." In today's Gospel reading, St. John captured the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. He captured the essence of the Lord's death on the cross in the washing of his disciples' feet. By getting up from the table, removing his outer garment, and washing and wiping the feet of his disciples, our Lord Jesus revealed in action the form of his impending death. that he had decided to embrace the prophetic state of a suffering servant, destined to wash away the sins of the world with his blood on Good Friday. And so, my brothers, my sisters, St. Paul was right to say in Philippians chapter 2 that our Lord Jesus had the nature of God, but did not claim equality with God. Instead, he took the form of a slave and became as men are for their redemption. By so doing, my brother, my sister, the Lord has tabled the path of service and care for all before God's children as the path of true redemption. That is our task as children of God. Whether they, others are doing it or not, our task, our mission is to serve God. Our mission is to serve our brothers and sisters. Our mission is to love God. It's all about the love of God and the love of neighbor, as we also love God in neighbor. May the Lord bless the work of our hands. May he bless all our going and coming as we prepare for Good Friday. May the Lord, in his infinite mercy, wash us anew with his blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.